Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Let's do another Bigfoot story here in Alberta. I got one mile more after this, and I'm going to proceed to do some stories from British Columbia. So, you know, click, like, subscribe, follow. You know how these things work. It says, Hunter recalls strange incidents while camping near Valley View. Year 97, fall, September. Approximate date, 15th of September. It says, between Valley View and Fox Creek, northern Alberta. Closest highway, 43. It says, we were on a canoe hunting trip down to Little Smoky River by Valley View, Alberta. I'm thinking 97. I didn't want to report this due to me being a hunter, and I've been only told certain people would with mixed response. I'm pretty sure of that. It was a couple of days before elk season in September. The weekend that Monday was the 15th, so we were looking for whitetail, and canoeing and fishing in the river was quite low in most spots at the time. Elk didn't open until Monday, which was the 15th or 16th, so it was only deer season until then. That Saturday, we ended up on a big sandbar that was filled with fresh elk track and signs, so we decided to camp and track it and found a herd, stay until Monday when elk opened, and hopefully tag one. We split into quadrants and went northwest on the game trail with fresh elk signs. I followed that trail for about 2 kilometers, and then I took several other smaller trails, just tracking and getting closer to where the elk were. I stopped when I encountered a wet dog smell, and I also started to get very spooky, which is not normal for me in the bush because I know it well. Know what is what, and well, a guy knows when he has company there. I was pretty sure I was being watched from a few different places, and it scared the heck out of me. No bear signs, no deer signs, but I was sure I was being watched, and the smell was like rotten fish, wet dog smell. Not animal scat. That doesn't smell. Closer to human fecal matter smell, but a lot worse. I stood perfectly still for about 10 minutes, not moving a muscle. My heart and breathing had started to pound out the air out of my mouth to a point where I could see my breath pulse with my heartbeat in the cold air. I felt my heart pounding in my throat. I couldn't stand frozen still any longer, and I've been watching two spots now. I turned my head and foot and stepped, and the whole brush erupted and things started to run everywhere. I could see things that definitely were not elk or deer, but my mind couldn't really compute it. And what was I seeing? I could honestly say that I clearly identified anything. It was so fast and the brush was so thick, but there were several large animals scattering from around locations. I got the heck out of there and I ran like for 1,000 yards or somewhere close to that. Then I stopped, got my breath. I slowly made my way back to camp. I mean slow, because I was absolutely paranoid by this time, and it was constantly looking behind me. I said nothing to anyone else. We made camp and eventually fell asleep. Took me forever to do that, but around 1 a.m. I finally did so. It wasn't all that long, and it was a cold night and very clear sky before I went to bed, that we were awakened by a scream I can only describe as a yell. It wasn't a scream, it was a yell. But it was something like silence in the entire brush. It was loud, foreign, and long. It seemed to go on for minutes, but I cannot be sure. I shot up out of my sleeping bag, looked at my brother-in-law, who was already awake and looking at me in sheer horror, And I got out and grabbed my rifle. I can remember hearing, prior to the yell, as I fell in and out of sleep, some sort of banging. This seems odd to me because there was no forestry anywhere around here, and we were miles down the river and no way in or out but by canoe. At times, in the fall, grouse beating their plumage can sound very loud in the bush and can carry quite a ways, but I'm quite sure it is not that. But I am certain about what I have related here, whatever I saw. I know what it was not, but that was the closest I got and had very limited visibility. I was first watched during the late afternoon. Then, around night at 2 a.m., awoken by the scream in the forest. Well, that's the end of that story, and you know, it's another one out of Alberta. I got one more story, and I think that's going to be it for the Alberta ones. So, you know, if you're a hockey player, keep your stick on the ice, and thanks for listening. Have a good day.